Hello and welcome to Sprint 2. I'm so glad you're here as we jump into arts integration lesson planning and assessment. This sprint builds on all the groundwork you did in Sprint 1, and you're going to be using those ideas from your curriculum maps to flesh out some stellar arts integration lessons and assessments. Now, even if you've written thousands of arts integration lessons in the past, I promise that this process is important for you. I want you to really follow the frameworks that I'm sharing in this sprint because it will ensure a high quality output every single time. So here's what we're covering in this lesson. What makes a great arts integration lesson? The necessary components for any stellar arts integrated lesson, and how to write an arts integration lesson plan. Now, we're finally at the stage where the actual lesson plans for arts integration come into play. It really does take a long time, doesn't it? Most people think that when they start an arts integration program, the lesson plans come first, and they rush to write some lessons that they can put into place immediately. But without all the background knowledge and hard work that you did in Sprint 1, your arts integration lesson plans are at a high risk of failure. And that's because we need to understand what arts integration truly is and how to use it effectively. Without this kind of clear understanding, arts integration lessons become arts and crafts lessons. And these are lessons where you're teaching a content objective and use the arts as a project during the lesson. Just like teaching 50 Nifty United States is not an arts integration lesson for social studies, nor is creating illustrations to accompany a writing piece. These both sound like great arts integration lessons, but they're not authentic. Neither lesson is teaching the content through the art form. In order for that to happen, you have to teach students both the content and the arts standards. By now, I hope that this is something that is like second nature to you. After all, it is the key ingredient to creating a fantastic arts integration lesson plan. Both content standards are being taught at the same time. Now let's take that illustration and writing example I just shared. Instead of having students write a story and then create the illustrations, start off with students looking at the illustrations of a famous author like Eric Carle. Ask questions about what they notice, what they wonder, and why they think he made his illustrations look that way. And then study and watch videos on the techniques that Eric Carle used to create his illustrations. They're fascinating. Have students write a quick 5-point guide on how to create illustrations like Eric Carle. Then students can create their own animal, put them in a habitat using the same techniques that Eric Carle uses, collage with tissue paper. After they're finished with their artwork, they can write a story about their animal creation and where they live. This then becomes their final writing project. Do you see the difference? You're teaching both the art of collage and intentionally writing an informational piece of text to describe habitats. Now, this particular example has students studying how to use collage, but that could also be done in the art room. In fact, this would be a great pairing. The essential part of the lesson, though, is using their authentically created artwork to reflect and inspire a deeper connection and apply their writing skills. Arts integration lesson plans that are exceptional teach both standards equitably and assess both equitably. So you must have both pieces in place in order for arts integration to have meaning and for the lesson to make sense for both you and the students. Now, we'll be discussing assessing an arts integrated lesson in another lesson in the sprint. But for now, just remember that both pieces are essential to a successful lesson. The other key element to a great arts integration lesson is the collaboration between the content area teacher and the arts teacher. You need to work together to create a lesson plan that is cohesive and adequately addresses both objectives. Now, this can be done in a few ways. First, you could co-teach the lesson. And this is a great option because the students can visually see that both areas are equally important because both teachers are present. Also, both teachers have an opportunity to grow and learn from each other through the co-teaching process. However, this can be a difficult option because of time constraints. Often, students see arts teachers during the content teacher's planning periods, so that co-teaching becomes a time burden on one of the two teachers involved. If schedules can be aligned, though, this would be ideal. Another way to collaborate is through lesson sharing. This is where the arts technique and the arts piece is completed in the fine arts class, and the content piece is completed during the content lesson. Then, both parts of the lesson are joined together in the content classroom after each part is finished. Finally, and most commonly, collaboration happens during lesson planning. The content and arts teachers come together and plan the lesson by looking at the objectives and assessments and working together to create a lesson that teaches both areas simultaneously. The lesson is then taught in the classroom and assessed by the classroom teacher. Now, this option takes a good chunk of time when teachers are first starting to write those lessons, but it will quickly come down to 5 to 10 minute conversations once both teachers have a better grasp of both curriculums and arts integration as a whole process. However you choose to create and implement your arts integration program, be sure to look at the variety of ways that may work for your individual school or district in the least threatening way. Remember, it is okay to start small and with baby steps. This will lead to the bigger leaps later once everyone is comfortable with the process. So now the question becomes, how do you write one of these great arts integration lesson plans? This process is not as hard as some people make it out to be. The hardest part is the topic, actually, and narrowing down the connections to those that make the most sense. You've already done that in your curriculum mapping process, so now it's just a matter of fleshing it out. Be careful, though. Once people hook into arts integration, they have a tendency to go overboard. They want to write a lesson that connects to 5 different content and 5 different arts areas. And while these do have their place in things like project-based learning, they don't make for a great arts integration lesson. There needs to be some focus. So the first step is figuring out what content area you want to focus on that has a natural connection with an art form. From there, it becomes a very sequential process. Let's take a look at the key information that you need to include in an arts integration lesson. Number one, a clear lesson title and grade level. Listing the time to complete can also be a nice addition, but it isn't always necessary because some lessons can span grade levels and time to complete, and it may vary with a number of factors. Number two, a single content standard and aligned art standard are labeled at the very beginning and are side by side. This is crucial. You are providing equal attention to teaching both standards simultaneously, and by putting them side by side, they are both seen as equally important. We talked about that in our last sprint. Number three, the next step that I always have teachers do is to write the assessment immediately after they finish writing their standards. This keeps both the purpose and the end goal in mind during the actual lesson writing process, and it ensures that you really are measuring what you set out to find. If possible, try to write the assessments side by side as well. Not only does that provide a bit of consistency, but it also ensures that each area is measured equitably. Now, quick note here. You don't need to write out the full assessment right away. For example, don't worry about writing out the rubric for each standard just yet. Instead, just write out how you're going to be assessing the content standard and the art standard. For example, if you're creating a math and music lesson and you plan to assess both using a formative checklist, then you could write combined math and music formative checklist in the assessment area. That's it. Number four, after that, you're going to take the time to write out what big idea you're planning to cover, possibly an essential question that you want students to explore, as well as the vertical alignment of the lesson. Now, by vertical alignment, I mean writing a sentence about what happened directly before this lesson, a sentence about what your intention is for this lesson, and a sentence about what happens after this lesson. Nothing more. This simple alignment helps anyone observing your lesson or reviewing your lesson to know how it fits into this great teaching process. Number five, now it's almost time to actually getting to writing the lesson itself. But before you do that, the last components you want to include are the list of materials you're going to need for the lesson so that you can make sure you have everything on hand ahead of time and how you might extend or modify the lesson based on the students you have in class. For example, if you have a group of ELL students, how will you modify this lesson to accommodate their needs? Filling in these details will help strengthen the lesson for all learners. Now it's time to write the actual lesson. This can be as little or as much as you need to fully explain the lesson and can either be freeform or guided. Once you get familiar with arts integration lesson planning, you can use a freeform approach, writing the lesson sequence in a narrative or listed format. However, for model lessons or as a base of lessons to get started, you're going to want to write lesson sequences that are much more scripted, providing reminders for teachers to use transitions between topics, engagement strategies, and going back to the standards or assessments to make sure that your lesson is addressing both of these areas. Not saying to write a script, I'm saying to provide some more substantial examples. As you sequence your lesson, it may be helpful to think of a seesaw between the content and the art standards. Start with your engagement using an art strategy, and then move into the instruction of the content standard, followed by instruction of the art standard, followed by a joint activity connecting both this content and the arts content, followed by a closure activity. This back and forth can be a good way to ensure that your lesson is addressing both areas equitably and that one isn't being used in service of the other. It's certainly not the only way to do it, but it's what I'd recommend for right now. And that's it. That's the arts integration lesson design process that I want you to use throughout this program and beyond. It's clear and straightforward, and I really believe it will ensure that the lessons you produce are of the absolute highest quality. Now it's time for your workbook. Be sure to download it below to see some sample lesson plans in a variety of formats. You'll notice that while they all look different, the components I shared in this lesson are all there. Now this is important. I don't want you to get hung up on the formatting of a lesson. Instead, really zero in on having the right components and a good, solid lesson sequence, and then format the lesson in whatever way makes sense to you. I've also included our in-house lesson plan template so that you have something to start with if you need it. I'd also encourage you to look over your previous curriculum map and select one set of standards that you aligned to flesh out into a full lesson plan. This is just for your practice, but it will get you warmed up for your sprint project. I highly recommend that you try to create a lesson using that one alignment and then submit it to your coach for some feedback. This will give you a good barometer on what kinds of lessons to submit for your final project right from the start of this sprint. Great job today, and I look forward to seeing you in our next lesson.